Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70. We've got our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Hi, everyone. My name's Christina Fall, and I'm founder of Shuttlebee.
Okay. And what is Shuttlebee?
Shuttlebee is a tech-enabled transportation service for kids. In a nutshell, we take kids from one place to another.
Okay. Fair enough. Simple concept.
Very simple. It's been done before, once or twice, right?
How is it implemented?
So, great question. Right now, we manage a paper and pencil model. So, we are growing into a technology platform that basically takes all the pain points, not just for transportation, but for anybody who manages children's activities, and develops that into a tech-supported product that basically is making transportation as safe as it can possibly be.
Okay. So, right now, you're in the paper prototype phase.
Yeah, we have started developing our very first app, which will address one piece of the puzzle, specifically attendance. You know, you'd be amazed how manual, you know, the process is when you take information by phone and by email and by text and by smoke signal. It's amazing how you're collecting this vast amount of data and then sending it out 5 and 6 different ways.
Yeah.
So we're trying to develop one simple tool on the go that could make that easier for us and anybody else who has the same job.
So ideally, this app is done. How does it work?
So it's pretty simple. On one hand, you have your parents and guardians who are charting out their child's communication plan.
Right.
In an emergency, reach these people. In a non-emergency, reach these people. Any reason whatsoever, reach these people.
Okay. You're
categorizing the communication. On the other hand, you have people in the field who are going to your after school, picking up your child along with 20 to 200 others. Organizing this massive chaos and using this tool to check children in and make sure everyone's accounted for, and then notifying anyone on the communication plan that everything's gone according to plan.
Okay, so
plan.
So let's say we're talking like an after-school program. And so
Billy's got to go to dance class.
So they go around, and this is a pretty common situation, I think, where there's an after-school program, like a dance class, that has students from 3 different schools, and somebody goes and they pick up, boop, 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 at 3 different schools and then take them to the program. That's where this fits in.
Yep.
So that we know as they get on the bus, we can say they're here.
They're here.
And
you know they're here. Mom knows they're here.
And
dance knows they're
and
here.
And when we check them in, mom gets
A notification.
And then mom calls me and says, oh, no, wait, it's Monday. They were supposed to go to karate. You know, so in any event, so it does allow for the intervention if, you know, the regular schedule changes in some way.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. So that's a great real-time type communication.
It's not rocket science.
As opposed to, I hope they got on the bus.
Right.
That's where we're at.
Which is what the paper process would be.
Pretty much.
Well, I hope they get checked in, and you know at the end of the process if it worked or not.
Yeah. You know without a shadow of a doubt.
Which is not at the end of the process is not a great time.
Sometimes
when you go to pick them up.
You feel like, right, that would not be where you want
to
know.
That's not a great time to find out that they didn't get on the bus.
Exactly. Right.
I've left the school. Now I get a notification. Hey, I know. What name did you say?
Billy.
Sure, let's go with Billy. Billy was supposed to be on the bus. It has left his school, and he's not on the bus.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Time to do some research. Let's figure out what just went wrong.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. You got it.
So finding out at 5 p.m. when you go to pick him up is not the best time.
I feel like no.
Yeah.
You want to know slightly before.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Maybe a little before.
A little before.
You might get a call from the school at some point, but, you know, our
Why is school Billy
phone
still
call
here?
Avoidance. Yeah, yes. That's not a fun phone call.
It's 3 o'clock. So why is Billy still on campus?
Yes.
No, he's supposed to be at dance.
Right.
And I like this idea because let's say Billy isn't where he's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Like, the driver then can notify the parent, hey, I'm about to leave and Billy's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the simplification because today what happens is Billy's not here. Okay, let me go look up mom's cell.
Uh-huh.
Mom's in a meeting. Okay, what's dad's cell? Okay,
there's
so
a binder over
let me
here
go. There's a binder. Okay, so let me now send emails because no one's responding to text. And this is a tool that everyone can individualize their communication choice.
I really like this idea.
Thank you.
And like
Michelle has something to say, and I don't know what it is.
I do this exact scenario happened to me and my daughter.
Oh,
she was little.
Okay. Yeah.
I was at work, and she was like, I don't know, third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the daycare called me because her bus took her to daycare.
Mm-hmm.
The daycare called me to say, if Danielle's sick, you're supposed to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, no, she's not sick. Well, she's not here. She wasn't on the bus.
Right, right.
Immediate panic. What do you mean she's not on the bus? What do you mean she's not there? School never called me.
Mm-hmm.
They still had her at the school.
Right.
And they never called me.
Yeah.
Panic mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that also brings up another good point. Like, let's say your child is sick.
Mm-hmm.
You can then notify everybody,
right,
hey, my child is sick today, so.
Yeah. So the bus driver doesn't have to be looking for the kid.
Yeah.
And the bus driver doesn't have to go into panic mode either.
Right. There's lots of panic everywhere that will go away.
And yeah.
When your child's sick, it's an hour method to notify the school, the teachers, the after school, the dance lessons, other family members who may be involved in the care program.
Right.
Sure.
So now with one touch, everyone's notified and they're no longer accountable for the intern, the attendance. So, So here's hoping. Yeah.
Yeah. So products tend to come from personal experience.
Not at all, no. I invented this. No, this was a pain point we had.
Okay.
And we started looking for tools to address it. And then after we weren't able to find that, we realized this is where we need to start to develop tech. So.
Okay. Gotcha. So how far along are we today?
We anticipate launching by the end of the year.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So we're in the home stretch. We have a good bit of work to do in front of us, but we are definitely moving towards that first release. So.
And your goal here at Collision?
A number of things. To network, to enjoy beautiful New Orleans. But
isn't that one of the great benefits of the conference this year?
Truly unanticipated. I mean, you don't think about your walk to the event every morning. But
as being so visually stimulating.
Yeah. And just, I mean, of course, we're having beautiful weather, which helps. But just getting out and enjoying, the whole experience has been great. But a lot of these things are throw the pasta against the wall situations and observe the unintended consequences of like a pasta splattered outfit, right? Like you don't know what's going to come out of that. And that's how I came into this. And it's been great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
If our parents watching are interested in finding out more about your product and following the journey, how can they do that?
We can go to shuttlebee.net where you'll see a listing of our current products and then some more details about how you can pre-purchase our app.
Well, thank you.
Very cool.
Oh, wait, is this app going to be on Android as well?
Yes.
Yes.
So Android, the other thing, iPhone, yes.
The other thing.
That's where we're at today.
Michelle, did you hear that? She remembered Android, and iPhone was the other thing.
Yeah, can you call me and tell me that? Oh, no, you can't. Your Android's broken.
Oh. All right, well, I have some parting stickers, so you can also call me, and I would be happy to send you stickers, because there's not enough in your lives.
Excellent.
I want all the stickers.
There you go.
I love that.
Thank you very much.
I love that logo.
It's a great logo.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
And hopefully Collision will be a success for you.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Thank you.